So, Michaela.
Yes, Warwick.
You're here. That's good. That's a start. Do you have any hidden talents?
Well, I don't know if it's a talent, but I've got a pretty good burp.
Mm.
Yeah. When I was at uni, I was walking down the hallway and I didn't realise we had visitors. And I let one go thinking there's no one there. And everyone said, oh, my God, we thought you were a guy.
That's so an accolade, isn't it?
Corner, I'm like, oh, cool. But, no, it's pretty disgusting and my family hate it. But, you know.
Well done.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to the Tradies Business Show, covering all of the hot topics like, can you burp like a man? It's yes. A pretty good talent. If you can burp like a bloke, that's pretty impressive.
You know what? I can actually burp better than a bloke.
Oh, here we go.
I can't do it like spontaneously, but when I'm in the zone, watch out. House shutters.
Should I encourage some of our listeners to go and use the voicemail app on our thing and send us a recording of their burps? That's a bit lowbrow, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it is a tradies business show. But
yeah, steady on. So, yeah, welcome back to the show, listeners. Great to have you with us. Hope you're doing well in your tradie business and really hope that you're implementing a lot of the things that we talk about. We've had some great feedback from listeners that are doing just that. And look, if you enjoy the show and you're getting value out of it, would really help us out to get the message out to more tradies so that anybody that finds our show thinking, oh, should I subscribe to this one in iTunes, just take a few minutes, jump in there and give us a review. We talked about that in a previous episode.
So we're going to bribe people?
No, we're not giving you anything.
Because we said you should.
No, just give us a review because the show is so damn good and you're such a good person and you believe in karma and all that stuff. But we would love to hear from you. We have quite a number of reviews in there, which is fantastic. But to help us make the show better for you so that you get more value out of it, give us some feedback, good, bad or ugly, and we'd love you to stick that up on iTunes.
So I have a question for you.
Another one.
Mm. Should I sponsor the local footy team for our trade business? Should I do that, Warwick? Because everybody wants to help the London Lions Footy Club.
I know.
And I can get my logo on the back of their jerseys. And,
yeah.
You know, I'll feel warm and fuzzy.
And you get a shout out at the grand final.
Oh, yeah. And, you know.
Or even better, you could have your sign right behind the sticks.
Oh,
behind the goalposts.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely not do that.
Oh. Okay.
Why would
Sorry,
you do
little
that?
London Lions.
Sorry. So.
Because the club asked me to.
Yep. And it's going to be so good for your business.
Yeah, because like all the community and the families are going to see
all
it.
Be
and
there.
Then they go, oh, look, that kid sponsors my Cubs footy team. I'm going to ring him now. My toilet's blocked.
Mm. No, it doesn't work.
But they got get new jerseys, so they'll look good and they'll feel great. And No?
Mm. Are we talking about doing this for your business or for yourself?
Well, my business. You know, my logo is going to go on the back of their shirts.
So So some of the basic rules of marketing, right? Marketing is an investment, yeah?
Yep.
And if I said to you, hey, Michaela, I've got this great idea for an investment. You might get something back, but you might not. Cost you $1,500 cash up front. Just give it to me now and we'll see how it goes. You'd give me the $1,500, wouldn't you?
Mm, yeah. No. But this is little kids' work.
But this is an investment in clean water projects in third world countries and this is going to go off. Hey, like...
You're going to change the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't know if you'll get a return or not. See, this is the thing. People get their motives a little confused sometimes when it comes to marketing, in inverted commas, right? Marketing's an investment. You want to be as sure as possible about your return on investment when you do any marketing. Now, marketing includes advertising, sponsorships, signage, online stuff, email marketing, all right? So here's the thing. I'm not saying don't sponsor the local footy club because there's probably people listening to this going, Woz is a prick, right? He's cold-hearted, saying don't sponsor the under-9s footy team or the local tennis courts or whatever the heck it is, right? Do that if you just want to sponsor the footy club and they say, oh, we'll put your name on the jerseys and all that. Don't do it for marketing. Now, your local footy club might be different, or sporting club, or whatever the heck it is that you're sponsoring, right? Actually, I had a client hit me up recently to sponsor, and I know he listens to the show, so g'day. I'm not going to say any names, but he hit me up to sponsor his motorbike because he goes to these like club race meets. Now, I love motorbikes, okay, and I love motorbike racing, but I cannot tell you any of the companies that I've ever seen on motorbikes advertising their businesses. And I've followed motorsport for years. I've never sat at a race meet and seen someone's name on the side of a car and gone, oh, I need a new set of tyres, or oh, I need some insurance. I'll ring that broker because he's into motorsport.
But it's about brand awareness, you could say.
Yeah.
Bit too fluffy.
Brand awareness is fine if you've got a big fat wallet and you're happy to wait ages for that to kick in, right? So that's my point is, if you've done your other marketing, you're happy with the return on investment you're getting from your social media and your database marketing and your vehicle signage and your telemarketing and God knows whatever else you could possibly be doing with your marketing investment dollar, if you've run out of ideas and you've got some cash floating around in your pocket and you think, you know what? I love footy. I grew up in the local club. I want to give back. Here's some cash, guys. And if they say, hey, we'll put your name on the jersey, it's like, cool, put it on, don't put it on. I don't care.
Yep.
That's when you should sponsor the local footy club.
And it's like any sort of charity request that a lot of small businesses get. Oh, give to the FATE or give to the local school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do it because you want to do it and give back.
Yep.
We're not saying don't do that, but we're not saying do it to get a return is what you're saying. You know, and sometimes, you know, it can harm you with some of these small sponsorships. I know a friend of ours sponsored a footy team and years and years later that jersey was still running around, but the whole business name had changed.
Mm.
And so there was this really old branding going around, and it was quite a personal brand. And, you know, when I said to the person, hey, do you know that this is still going around on these jerseys? They were mortified, and it was like 5 years later.
Mm.
So, you know, sometimes with these small things, it can be a bit difficult. But other than that, you know, when you get asked for charity requests and things like that, do it because you want to do it, not because you go, what can I get out of it?
Yep. And I'm going to fess up here. And I used to play a bit of comp squash years ago before I broke both my ankles. Not playing squash, but anyway. And, yeah, I sponsored a court. Now, this is going back about 10 years or more, 15 years ago. And I thought I knew everything, hey. I was a smart business owner.
Mm.
And so I sponsored a court for a whole year.
Did you get any calls?
You know how many clients I got out of that?
None.
Yep.
I can beat that. We, for our plastering business, sponsored. So we'd moved to a local area, which is a small town. And the bowls club rang us.
The ballsy.
The lawn bowls club rang us. And rang my husband and said, would you like to sponsor our scorecards for a year?
Yes, because everybody looks at them for a plasterer. They're plastered when they're looking at them. That's the trouble.
Yeah, and these are, you know, like the real old 80s-year-old ladies playing bowls. And my husband's going, oh, that sounds awesome. And the guys in the big sell pitch, you know, you'll be part of the community. They'll be so grateful, you know, all warm and fuzzy.
How much business?
Well, it cost $400. I remember it distinctly, and we got zero out of it. Not one person from the club rang in to say thank you. We got nothing back. And, they use those cards for a year. But then I'm thinking, why would we want 80-year-old women to ring Duncan?
Just in case the Zimmer frame goes through the gyprock and they need a repair.
They're not going to be our ideal customers. So what will we think? Well, ran with it, so that's why he makes no more marketing decisions about the business. But
so we've outed ourselves.
We have. We've done it. We've all done it.
And I'm not saying it'll never work, okay? I am saying that in nearly 10 years of working directly with business owners and especially blue-collar and trades, helping them make decisions about their marketing, I'm yet to see one of those little sponsorships do anything other than make you feel good about supporting the community. Do that, by all means. Give back to the community, absolutely. But don't do it as a marketing strategy. Mm. It's not fair on either party, to be honest, because, you know, they're not going to be able to give you a return. They're not focused on that. They're just trying to keep their club running. and figure out who's going to mow the lawns on the weekend and paint the lines and do all that stuff. You should look at your marketing as an investment, and you wouldn't make an investment if you didn't think you were going to get a good return out of it. Now, if you think you're going to get a good return out of that, honestly, then sure, give it a spin. But record the results. So the thing you have to do, and this is how, and this is why I can stand here, because I stand up when we record, listeners, but this is why I can stand here in this padded room. It's very much like an asylum in here, isn't it, Michaela? Has that kind of hospital smell about it too.
That's a good description for the smell.
But the way I can say I haven't seen this stuff work is not a gut feeling, it's not an assumption or an arrogant opinion. It's because my clients gather the data and they ask the question for every inquiry, where did you first hear about us? And nobody says, I saw you on the side of that race car on the weekend, or I was down at the footy club watching the kids run around and your name was right in front of my nose and I remembered 3 days later to ring you. And this is the problem. There's such a time delay between seeing those things and when people make those buying decisions, it's hard for you to be in front of their nose all the time. So you've got to collect the data. So be asking everybody that inquires with you, where did you first hear about us? Okay? And then you'll know.
Yep. The other thing that, a question that was asked in our private Facebook community as part of Tradies Business Toolkit, was someone was asked to participate in a charity auction. So this is along similar things, and was asked to donate their time and services to the value of, say, $1,000. And they were worried about how that would, you know, how they could deliver on that and what's that actually look like and had anyone had any other experience with it. And, I mean, that's great if you want to donate your time for things like that. But, again, do it because you don't want to get something in return. Just do it out of the goodness of your heart. But, you know, one feedback we gave to him was, you know, say we're going to donate 4 hours of our time, you know. So limit it to time, not parts, et cetera, et cetera. Be very clear in what you're offering, give it expiry, all that kind of stuff. Mm. So not only cash, but you can give your time back to the community. But again, do it because you want to do it, not because you think, what publicity am I going to get out of being part of this charity auction?
Yeah, yep. It might be a stretch, but you could also do the whole thing of if whoever wins that bid, when they book work with us, we'll throw in $500 worth of something or other. So you're not completely out of pocket if you do want to use that as a try and get a client's strategy.
Yeah.
Well, the other way could be, you know, you give away $500,000 worth of your time or work or whatever, but approach the organisers and say, look, I'm happy to do that, but obviously that's a fair cost to me as a business. I'd love to make a follow-up offer to everybody who attends on the night. You'd be willing to shoot something out to them all, and just let them know that anyone who books work with me in the next 6 months, I'll throw in a free safety circuit breaker for their house or something if we do work for them.
Yeah, or have something to put in a goodie bag that's a voucher that you can track.
Trying to leverage it a bit better. Yeah. So it is more of a marketing opportunity. So just think a little bit differently to the whole, oh, yeah, I'll give you $1,500 of my time, and then, you know, Mrs. Smith rings up because she won the bid, and she's the nightmare client, because it always seems to be that way.
It's never the millionaire that lives in the street.
No, it's not the guy that runs the multi-million-dollar building company that wins the bid. It's, you know, the tightwad chick. That was her last bid, and she was like, oh, I'm going to get something tonight, even if it's the free plumbing. and she's just, you know, ringing you for all you're worth. So, yeah, just look at other ways you might be able to leverage those opportunities as marketing strategies, because if you can get yourself in front of the other people in the room, there might be someone in there who does want to actually get you back and say, you know what, that was really big of you donating your time. Yeah, that's cool, we didn't win the bid, but we've been thinking about renovating our bathroom. We'd love to deal with somebody local who, you know, gives to charity and that sort of stuff. So you can use those things to, I guess, leverage your free time or free money that you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
Same for the footy club, if I go back to that.
Yep.
Sponsor the jerseys and say, yep, I'll do it. What I'd like to do is give a members card or a special, you know, club specials card to everybody. Print some cheap business cards out and give everybody a Bob's Plumbing discount card or something, you know.
Or, you know, leverage getting some promotion on the Facebook pages or the email newsletters that go out to the club. How else can you get out to the bigger database and connections that the club would have.
Yep. So don't just give them your money or your time.
No.
Look at, give it to them, get the warm and fuzzies, and then do something that's actually marketing.
And if you do grow the business, then you can give them more back to the club.
Ah,
look at that.
Spreading the love.
That's it.
So, what did we talk about today? Yeah, sponsorships and stuff. Tradies Business Toolkit. So there's some great conversations in there. Go to tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. Super special for this month.
$1.
$1 for 30 days. And same then at the end of month. That, don't tell them that. I'm marketing here. But yeah, jump in there for a buck. You can check it out. You can get in the Facebook group for a whole month, get all your questions answered and then bugger off. Or if you got great value out of it, you could stick around for just $27 a month and keep talking to Michaela and myself in the Facebook group and all of our other fantastic toolies, as we like to call them, toolkit members. And you could get your questions answered just like this.
You could. Free advice for a dollar.
Yeah, there's also webinars and extended content and templates and all sorts of cool stuff that we make available to you. And yeah, I would also say if you want to track your marketing, I'll throw a quick template up on the show page.
Well, the template's actually in the toolkit, Warwick. What are you talking about? Make them pay a dollar to get the template.
Jeez, you're hard.
I am, aren't I?
Okay, well, there you go. I've been outvoted by a woman.
Yes.
Never argue with a woman, especially not on air.
I've got to get our return investment spending time with you.
Nice.
Yeah, a dollar in the toolkit is a test and measure template that you can use for your business.
Mm.
I know I'm harsh. He just wants to give love
Sorry,
everywhere.
Sorry, listeners. And with that, I'm out of here. I'm going to the bar.
Bye.
Hooray.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.